I'd like to interfere with you. Now there's another arresting title. I like the word arresting. Paul Omani of Omani Blog used it in a communication with me. And it's because of that communication with me I'm recording this second boo today. And it's a follow-up boo to my previous boo entitled I Simply Won't Tolerate You. And I was talking in that boo about the word tolerance and the word tolerate and what they mean. And the Oxford Dictionary defines the words tolerant and tolerance as the ability or willingness to allow the existence of opinions or behaviour that one dislikes or disagrees with without interference. And this boo is focusing on those last two words, without interference. Because to tolerate someone not only means that we just let people be, it doesn't require any act on our behalf to tolerate someone. By that definition, it just means we have the ability or willingness to allow their existence of opinion and behaviour. Well, like I've said before, if I don't agree with you, that's not me doing anything, it's just not agreeing with you. I'm allowing you to exist, I'm allowing your opinions to exist because I have to. But the second two words, without interference, this is probably more of the crux of the matter, really. And thanks to Paul Omani for bringing this up with me, because when I mean it's the crux of the matter, this means for me that if I don't agree with you, I'm to walk away. I'm not to say anything. I'm not to offer an opinion. I'm not to disagree with you. I'm not to point out your failings or your failings as I see them. I'm not allowed to get into any kind of dialogue with you because I'm not allowed to interfere with you. Because to tolerate you means not to interfere with you too. Not to interfere with your opinions and your behaviour. And this is even more damaging, really. This is even more negative. Because what that means is we just have no communication with anyone that we disagree with. Surely that is very bigoted. Wrong word. Surely that is very negative. It doesn't help us with humanity at all. So to tolerate someone really is quite negative. In all ways. Because not only am I just letting you exist, I'm doing that without interference, without any kind of interaction with you. And surely it's better to interact with someone that we disagree with than not to interact at all. Because how do we find the common ground? How do we find the commonality between people that we disagree with? Because I'm sure we've all been in the situation where we may not have liked someone initially, but we've grown to like them. I know for a fact that people who follow me on Audioboo and Twitter may not have liked me initially and may not like me fully now, but they do more than tolerate me. They interact with me and have become friends with me. And I'm bringing this on a personal level because it's easier to do so. Without interference. Well, I want to interfere with you. I want to be part of communication, dialogue, humanity. I want to be part of the human race. I want to be part of the same human race that you're part of. I may not agree with everything that you do, you say, your opinions or your beliefs, but I'd like to be your friend because I'm sure there are things we will agree on. I'm sure there is common ground. We need to go beyond tolerance. We need to go beyond tolerating people. That means nothing. We need to engage with people, whether we agree with everything they do or say or not. Because only by engaging with people can we understand people. And by understanding people, we're allowing people to understand us too. And if someone doesn't share our opinion, they may respect it after engaging in dialogue with us. And to respect someone's opinion is far greater than tolerating it. It's far better than just accepting it. So thanks to Paul Omani. He knows why. And thank you for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.